Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you for joining us on this In His Steps journey as we discover the power of passionate prayer, intentional presence, radical generosity, and surrendered service.
Welcome to day 28 in our In His Steps, which reminds us that the legacy lives on. Our specific topic today is, well done, good and faithful servant. James Dobson wrote, "My legacy doesn't matter. It isn't important that I be remembered. It's important that when I stand before the Lord, He says, well done, good and faithful servant. I want to finish strong." And Benjamin Franklin wrote, "Well done is better than well said." Our text is Matthew 25, 14 through 30. "For it was like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted to them his property. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. He who had received the 5 talents were at once and traded with them and made 5 talents more. So also he who had the 2 talents made 2 talents more. But he who had received the 1 talent went and dug in the ground and hid his master's money. Now after a long time, the master of those servants came and settled accounts with them. And he who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 talents more, saying, 'Master, you delivered me 5 talents here. I've made 5 more. His master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master.' And he also who had the 2 talents came forward, saying, 'Master, you delivered me 2 talents here. I've made 2 talents more.' His master said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master.' He also who had received the 1 talent came forward, saying, 'Master, I know you to be a hard man. You reap where you do not sow. You gather where you did not scatter any seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here, you have what is yours.' But the master answered him, 'You wicked and slothful servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I scattered no seed. Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and at my coming I should have received what was my own with earnest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has the 10 talents. For to everyone who has will more be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the worthless servant into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Hey, this parable is a story about talents, stewardship, and rewards. More specifically, it is a story of buried talents, missed opportunities, and lost rewards. Warren Wiersbe gives the most concise summary of the parable of the talents. He said, "Note that each servant in this parable was given money. A talent was worth about 20 years' wages according to his ability. The man with much ability was given 5 talents. The man with average ability received 2 talents. The man with minimal ability received 1 talent. Now, the talents represent opportunities to use our abilities. If 5 talents were given to a person with minimal ability, he would be destroyed by the heavy responsibility. But if only 1 talent were given to a man of great ability, he would be disgraced and degraded. God assigns work and opportunity according to ability." We're living in the time between Matthew 25, 18 and 19. We have been assigned our ministries according to the abilities and gifts God has given us. It is our privilege to serve the Lord and to steward what He has entrusted to us. The 3 servants fell into 2 categories, faithful and unfaithful. The faithful took their talents and put them to work for the Lord. The unfaithful servant hid his talent in the earth. Instead of using his opportunities, he buried them. He did not purposefully do evil, but by doing nothing, he was sinning and robbing his Lord of service and increase. The two men who put their money to work each received the same commendation, Matthew 25, 21 and 23. It was not the portion, but the proportion that made the difference. They started as servants, but their Lord promoted them to leadership. They were faithful with a few things, so the Lord trusted them with many things. They had worked and toiled, and now they entered into joy. Their faithfulness gave each of them a capacity for greater service and responsibility. Now the third servant was unfaithful and therefore was unrewarded. Because this man was afraid of failure, he never tried to succeed. He was paralyzed with anxiety, so he buried the talent to protect it. The least he could have done was put his money in a bank and collect some interest. There was no real risk in that. What we do not use for the Lord, we're in danger of losing. The master reprimanded the unfaithful, unprofitable servant and then took his talent from him. The man with the most talents received the extra talent. Now, when Jesus returns, he will hold us accountable for how we served him with the talents he entrusted to us. Notice the identical response the two faithful servants received from their master. Well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. It will be a joyful day when we hear him say, well done. Please know that on the day of Jesus' return, the truth will come out on how faithfully you served him. Jesus embodies truth. Notice the following scriptures related to Jesus and the truth. John 14, 6. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. In John 17, 17, sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. Jesus cannot lie because he is truth. So one thing I know about the day I see Jesus face to face is that he will not lie to make me feel better. He will tell me the truth. He cannot help himself. So Jesus will not tell me, well done, if I poorly live out my Christian faith. He will not call me good if I am worldly. He will not characterize me as faithful if I do not faithfully follow him. And he won't call me servant if I'm not serving him. If I want to hear Jesus say, well done, my good and faithful servant, I must continue to grow in my walk with Jesus. Hey, thank you for joining us over the last 4 weeks. We hope you have been challenged with these four keys to a faithful life: prayer, worship, giving, and serving. As you communicate throughout each day with your Savior, may you speak from your heart to Jesus and hang on his every word. May your worship reach new heights as you grow more in love with Jesus. Our prayer is that you emulate his example of giving and serving. We are confident that God will lead you to become Christ-like givers as you serve one another in love. The defining moments that transform your life completely will occur as you follow in his steps. And now, some questions to help drive home this point so we might apply the lesson. Question one. If Jesus returned today, what would you hear him say? Question two. What needs to happen in your worship and prayer life to improve your relationship with God? Question three. Do your own habits of serving and giving resemble Jesus? Why or why not? And this fourth, very, very important question. What have you learned to help you live a more faithful journey in His steps? Let us pray. Oh God, every morning when we wake up, every morning, may we just ask ourselves, am I going to walk in my steps or His steps? And God, may we ask you to give us the strength, the guidance, the wisdom, the direction to walk every day in your steps. That makes life the most exciting that it can be. And oh God, I pray that someday we will stand before you and hear you say, well done, you're a good and faithful servant. Let me show you what I've got for you. I want to hear Jesus say, good job, come live with me. And that can happen if we walk in His steps. Help us to do that, Lord. I pray in Jesus' name, amen.